Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Okay, I was a little delayed with seeing patients. We're really, really busy, which is a good thing. But let's go over on part two on how to correct the back pain, because it's not just back pain. Okay, when you look at, last week we talked about looking at the entire structure, looking at the neck, looking at the mid-back, the low back. So why don't you address all of that, looking at gait, looking at how you walk, looking at stretching the calf, sitting different. Once you've addressed all of that, you still have two more stressors to address, and that's going to be the emotional stress and the chemical stressors. So this means you've got to change your sleep patterns, but understand everything has to do with that nervous system. If that nervous system and you're stuck in fight or flight, that means your body is not going to be rest, digesting, and repairing. So any type of pain stimulus is going to activate that fight or flight system. So getting dealing with the physical stress is huge. The chemical stress is going to be juicing and blending. Just know that when you've been hurting from back pain, that's going to affect every system. When you're under physical, chemical, or emotional stress, which back pain is going to cause all three of those, you're going to have blood supply shut down to the gut. So this means that whole food supplementation, this means vitamin C, omega-3s. And I just tell people you only need the five main ones. And the five main vitamins are vitamin C. Okay, and this is going to be enough vitamin C to bring you to bowel tolerance. Then you have to do omega-3s, anchovy, mackerel, and sardine, small fish, fantastically good for hormone production and brain production. Then you need, if it's wintertime, D3 and K2, or get outside in the sun and get direct sunlight exposure. The most important supplement that you need is a plant-based mineral supplement. And plant-based, that means that it's, you get a plant that draws from nutrient-rich soil, copper, selenium, zinc, I mean, over 125 different minerals. And you draw it out of the soil, and then it ionizes it, then you can absorb it. So we use Body Balance, which is a seaweed harvested in Alaska, okay, in the regeneration zone. So this is like the finest soil, most mineralized soil on the planet. And if you can't get that, fulvic minerals, ancient minerals, but get subtype of plant-based mineral supplement, which that way you're going to get the most absorption. And then you need iodine, particularly on the West Coast. But if you've ever heard of chlorine and fluoride, those are halides. So they're similar to iodine. So if you don't have a healthy amount of iodine, like if you're not eating a lot of shellfish, okay, trust me, you're iodine deficient. Dr. Brownstein has done the greatest work on iodine, and I totally recommend this book. Actually, he's written, I think, three books on iodine. But just know that iodine is going to protect you from the toxic effect of fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, and it's raw materials for what your thyroid and a number of the other organs need. Plus, if you don't have that in your diet, you're going to be getting it from the environment, and that's where the toxic effect can happen so dramatically. So you're looking at vitamin C, omega-3s, D3 and K2, plant-based mineral supplement, and iodine. Hugely important. Now, you can add in other things. Like, let's say that you've had long-term back pain. Start looking at bone broth or collagen fibers, like hydrolyzed collagen is some of the best. Great Lakes Gelatin, great brand, you know, but get some good, healthy collagen in the system, and that's going to help your body to regenerate. So you're dealing with the physical stress. You're dealing with the chemical stress of healthy supplements, a whole food. And when I say plant-based, it doesn't mean vegan or vegetarian. Okay, know that your body has been in a stress state, and your body is able to get the amino acids from plants faster than it is from animal products, only because you're producing less stomach acid because you're in a stress state. So there's a lot, and one of the things, that's why we recommend juicing the big four, because you've got respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. And those are your detox pathways. When you've been in a chronic state of stress, the blood becomes thick and those pathways become blocked. That's why malic acid in apple juice cleans the kidneys fantastically well. And I want you to juice the core as well. Then beta-carotene from the carrot juice, that cleans the lungs. Then you've got beets cleaning the liver. Celery is great, again, for minerals, because without minerals, you can't utilize vitamins. So apples, carrots, beets, and celery, fantastically good. Now, know that beets, if you're taking this in your system, they can turn your poo and pee red. They can, that's freaky weird. They can cramp the liver because the liver can be really toxic. If you notice a negative response, reduce that. Talk to your chiropractor. But man, it is so good for you as long as you can tolerate it. And then look at the majority of your food. When you're going to eat animal products, make sure they're healthy animals. So it's very, very simple. You're going to get healthy animals, and I'd recommend, once a week if you're going to be eating them. And this is because when you're in a stressed state, it's hard to get the amino acids from there. And then vegetables with healthy fats. Look at the fats you're taking in. You don't want seed oils. No rapeseed or canola oil. No flaxseed is good, but it's got to be fresh ground because it rancidifies quickly. But look at the other seed oils, soy oil, canola oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil. Those you want to avoid because they can damage artery walls. Now, then you look at when your body regenerates. So you need the healthy nerve supply. You need proper nutrition. That means if man makes it, you don't eat it, whole food supplements. Then you've got to look at sufficient rest. And this is what we tell our patients. When a person comes in after day one where we've done all of the tests, and we've ran all of our tests and have explained it to them, and they've gotten their first adjustment. The first thing I tell the patient the next day or ask them, how did you sleep last night? And now, why would I say that? Because the most common answer is people will say, well, gosh, Doc, I'm sore in different areas, but I slept better than I ever have, which makes sense because sleep is when the body regenerates, and we're creating inflammation in order to have that body regenerate in a healthy fashion. So there's a couple of ways to generate sleep, and this means that you're going to reset your circadian rhythm. So you're going to be able to sleep through the night. And it takes 5 days, and it's called sleep restriction therapy. We've got tons of videos on it, and I really recommend you look at that. But look at the videos for sleep restriction. It's a pattern. So you're going to reset your circadian rhythm, number one, by quieting the overactive mind, realizing that there's high disease rates at 9 hours or more or 5 hours or less sleep. Optimal human function is 6.5 to 7.5 hours. So this, you're going to be resetting your circadian rhythms to 6 hours a night for 21 days. And that's going to be like the reset button on your brain. Now, but also, you've got to quiet the overactive mind. So before you go to bed, you're going to journal, and you're only going to write down 3 things, what you did that day, what you're going to do the next day at any emotionally charged event. Then you read a paper book 15 minutes before bed. The Book of Numbers out of the Bible is the best because it's really boring. And then you've got to know that your body goes through these 90-minute cycles called rapid eye movement or REM state of sleep. And this is when your body is in almost a coma, where 100% of your energy is going to regenerate tissue. Then you have to – so you're journaling, you're reading. When you're in this coma state called rapid eye movement, when you complete it at 90 minutes, your eyes open, then they close. That's why you want to take out the visual influence. Manta eye shades are the best. They fit everybody's nose, or you've got to make your room totally dark so you can't see anything. And then you want to take out the auditory influence. Now, white noise is fantastic, but let's step it up a notch. Every tissue in the body responds to a certain frequency. Now, like we use 10 cycles a second to loosen ligaments, nerves are affected at 100, 528 cycles actually allow the cells to transfer nutrients. So you're going to journal, you're going to read, you're going to put your nightshades on, turn the white noise machine on. Now, we're going to restrict your sleep to 6 hours a night for 21 days. Go to bed at 10 to 10:30, out of bed at 4 to 4:30. Now, realize when you're doing this, the first 3 to 5 days, lack of sleep has a similar effect as alcohol. So make sure you pick, your reaction time is going to be impaired, so pick a period of time that you can do that safely. But within 5 days of doing that, 10 to 10:30, 4 to 4:30, you'll be sleeping through the night. Now, maintain that for 21 days, and this way you've reset your circadian rhythms. Now, maintain that pattern, okay, after 21 days. For the rest of your life, you look at sleep as renewing. You're going to be doing the journaling, the reading, the nightshades for the rest of your life, but you sleep until 5:30. It's going to be fantastic. Now, emotions are chemicals secreted by how the brain perceives the environment, not what's actually happening. So when you look at this, your emotions, and just think of the yogi guys. They can, om, they can deep breathe, meditate, and they can raise or lower their blood pressure. Well, you have the ability to do that as well. That way you master your emotions, you change your physiology. Now, your subconscious learns through repetition. And this is just repetition, like you would learn practice in tennis. So realize that when you go through these, and it's called neurolinguistic programming, but there's a lot of other techniques too. I mean, review emotional freedom technique. That's a good one. It's also called the tapping technique. Look at eye movement desensitization response, EMDR. Fantastic. I like neurolinguistic programming because it's something simple I can do while I'm driving, and I can do it every day, and I do it every day. Just know that you could reprogram your subconscious. It involves four things. Body posture. Why body posture? Well, body posture changes the influence to the cerebellum, and that cerebellum controls the frontal lobe, and that frontal lobe is everything. That's anxiety, stress, depression, impulse control, schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive. I mean, that's all in the frontal lobe. And the cerebellum programs that. So sitting up straight is going to be key. Then you have to say out loud. And if you've ever, looked at the Bible or Torah or Quran, Moses, when he's getting all this information, he asked this burning bush, what do I call you? And the bush says, I am that I am. And so I am is a powerful statement. It's also called the Moses code, where you're going to be saying this over and over. I am healthy. I am dynamic. I am vibrant. I am strong. I am healed. Body posture, volume, intonation, and breathing. And you're going to be reprogramming that subconscious. And especially low back pain. Like if I go from sitting to standing, yeah, sure. If my back twinges, yeah, I've been adjusting for the last 6 hours. I just had a first chance to sit down. It's no big deal. If you do it and you're just recovering from back pain, oh my gosh, because thoughts fall like dominoes. My back hurts. I'm getting old before my time. I'm never going to get better. Oh my gosh. And those thoughts will suck you into the pit of hell. That's why you have to reprogram your subconscious in order to change the chemicals your brain secretes, and then that changes your reaction. So in addition to fixing the physical stress, and this is why we concentrated on last week on getting it assessed, getting stress x-rays, looking that the neck is going to be involved, the thoracic is going to be involved in low back pain, the gait is going to be involved, how your feet are working, how your knees are working, how your pelvis is working, all of this is going to be involved. And then, so once you're addressing all the physical stressors, not just the site of injury, but everything, and I'm talking feet, biomechanics, everything, Then you address the chemical and emotional components. So this means changing your sleep patterns, changing your diet, changing your emotional component. So this is consciously reprogramming that subconscious. So when you address the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors, then you're going to have success. And too many doctors only address one or the other, but you address all three, and you're guaranteed to have good results, guaranteed. Now, this is Dr. John Bergman. We're going to have a whole bunch more of this tonight. Hear a voice of reason. God bless you, and I love you.